Good morning. Good morning. Happy Palm Sunday, and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. Several of you have asked whether or not I was going to cancel service today. And the key always from here on, if you're even at doubt, I will change the phone message and that will be reflected so you can find out what's going on. My name is Pastor Will Morris. It's good to see you all here. Today is a little bit different. It's a lot different, but it's a little bit different in how we begin the worship service in that we will start with the processional hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. So it is in number 280 in the hymnal. Should be in front of you in the pew. And the other difference is that I'm going to welcome anybody of any age to join us for the processional, the march in, waving our palms. So if you want to be part of the palm waving, and I'm going to encourage you to do that, grab your palms and meet me in the narthex. Meet me right behind the sanctuary here. So it looks like there's a rush of people aiming toward the narthex. Go gently. I don't want you to fall all over each other. The choir's going? Oh, excellent. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is ask you to rise to stand as you are able. Give us a few seconds to get back into the narthex. Even if you are at your seat, you're expected to sing lustily and you're expected to wave your palm, okay? So, let us work our way back, and we'll begin with the procession. And you're imagining that it is Jesus on a donkey and that we are going into Jerusalem. So please rise, number 280, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. I got to tell you, you are experts at waving palms. Either that or you put too much deodorant on this morning. I don't know which. You were great. I want to call your attention to a few things. Not a lot of announcements today because we are right on the brink of Holy Week. But just to set the stage for what happens today and this coming week, we have been on a journey with Christ throughout what will be a total of 6 weeks of Lent, a journey. I hope that that has been a valuable journey for you. Today is Palm Sunday, when traditionally the church recalls the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the last week of his life. Some churches commemorate both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday, which is the death of Christ, on the same day. We choose rather to follow the traditional pattern, which is to have that happen in the right order, in the right chronology. So if you look at the back of your bulletin, this is what is planned for this coming week. This Thursday, we will recall the Last Supper, that Jesus celebrated his Passover Seder with his followers. And he also then made a brand new meaning to that meal that we now call Holy Communion. So we will recall and commemorate that event on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Friday, a difficult service, but a necessary one. We will understand more fully and more graphically the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tenebrae means darkness, and our service is in mostly darkness with candles, with songs, and with a recitation of the Passion of Christ, the death of our Lord and Savior. On Saturday, a rescheduled clothing giveaway. Deb Gunther wisely decided to postpone the clothing giveaway from yesterday morning. That will take place. We will ask for volunteers to come at 7:30 on Saturday the 30th, and then from 9 to 11, the clothing giveaway will take place. Also, that day from 10 to 12 is the Easter Fiesta, the Easter egg hunt by the youth group. So there are flyers for the Easter egg hunt, and you're holding the flyer that has the Holy Week schedule. So please take these home and share them with those whom you know and love. Encourage them to come to all of these events. Finally, the amazing celebration of Christ's resurrection happens on Easter Sunday. We have several things going on. I'm looking at Reverend Kansa. Would you come forward, sir? Emmanuel has an invitation for everybody, but I will make the invitation for the United Methodist men. At 8 o'clock on Easter Sunday, we'll be doing an Easter breakfast. You're welcome to come to join us. Make a love offering if you would like, but to join us in the parlor for breakfast. And then our worship service will start at 10 o'clock. Emmanuel, the pastor of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, has an additional invitation for us.
Saints of God, since it's Easter, the Ghana Wesley Methodist Fellowship would like to throw an invitation to every one of you on Easter Sunday for a feast. We're going to have a lot of varieties, and we want the whole congregation to be there so that we can fellowship with every one of you. I bet you it's going to be a good time. This reminds me of a friend who was on mission in Congo, Brazzaville, years ago, trying to plant a church, and his host was like, what would you like to eat? And the pastor said, oh, I will eat anything. So one evening they cooked anything for him, and he sat down to eat, and he said, what kind of meat is this? And he said, this is an elephant tongue. The guy said, the pastor shook his head, said, no, everything needs to come out. I bet you we are not going to cook you an elephant tongue. We're going to cook a good food. So I want every one of you to come by Easter Sunday, and you will enjoy it. God bless you.
Thank you. So, just so we're clear, Emmanuel, that'll be after our worship service? 11:30. Okay, very good. So I'm hoping you understood Emmanuel's wonderful Ghana accent. He's inviting us to a feast after the worship service. And he promises no elephant tongue, so I'm very excited about that. That sounds good. Although my first week here, I many of you know this, Nalu and Paya were married pretty much the first week after I got here, and they invited me to the feast of their wedding. And Pelaki was sitting next to me, and Neo was on his shoulder, and we were sitting in front of an entire roasted pig, and I was asked to enjoy that, and I said, "How do you attack a roasted pig?" So Pelaki reaches out, grabs a chunk, and put it on my plate. I said, "I understand. Thank you." It ain't really difficult. So today, that's Easter Sunday, lots of feasting, Easter breakfast, worship service, Easter feast with our Ghana brothers and sisters, which I'm looking forward to. Today, we will have our worship service, and then we offer you to come and join us for coffee and donuts right over here. So please stay, enjoy our fellowship time. It also gives the sun more opportunity to melt the streets, so you have an easier trip back home this morning. Let us now turn to the reason for today. Let us turn to Scripture. If you reach forward in your pew, you'll find the Pew Bible. And on page 78 in the New Testament, in the second half, you'll find the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. If you are reading from our large print Bible, that will be found on page 101 of the New Testament. So let us think about what is going on in this passage from the Bible. Jesus, for pretty much the entire 3 years of his public ministry, has been aiming toward this final week when he would go take his disciples to the city of Jerusalem, to the temple, to bring to a head all of his teachings, all of his healings, and his revolutionary message that said the reign of God, the kingdom of God, is stronger than any human kingdom. This would become very clear in the following days. Imagine, if you will, the snow coming off our roof, but also the people, as we came in procession, the people are waving palms. They are welcoming Jesus as a king. Some of the same folks in that crowd probably were there on Friday afternoon calling for Jesus' crucifixion. This is a difficult but necessary week. I hope you'll do everything you can to join us for the worship services this coming week. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at a place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." But he answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Is Hosanna, La Hosanna. It's from Rejoice, the Lord is King, a cantata written by John Purifoy. You'll also recognize the verses in it is the song that we just sang on 280. So if you feel inclined to sing along with us when we get to that, you can turn to your hymnal to 280 and sing the verses along with us. Thank you.
Mau fafta ia ke a Fiona ko hi ko ho ofa. Mau lave koloa ai. mau ngai family ina siasi mau kau fata he pompong ko ni mau mau ngai kau ngame kau nga Kristian ye ke falang lang i wofai ke afion mau frafe ya tau lau mali ke haere mai na fo ye ki mau tole fono nga de mau fai he wiki mau inga ko ni tu ke mau inga mali ka ki mau tolo ai ofa mai afion ya mo ho hifo mau inga ko fai ke maman ko ni ko hi ko ofa ka ki mau tolo ha ha ngai fatongi ba mau ngau de mau fai a ko ni tu ke lang lang ia afion te fai ano fa fo ki mau tolo mau mo ui ke mau ke no fa mau atu mau ke hopo ko ho ka upri kimi a afion e fono ngau mau fai ba mi tai mi kita niti to ni ang mau tolo ba mau ngai lotu ha ke atu yo tua tua ke ori ta ho afio tari ki mau tolo ya sisu Christ ko algo mau fa mo ui amen.
Our song this morning is entitled, All the Nations Shall Praise the Lord. And we're going to sing it in our local dialect. Amen yina bi erade aye.
Amen yina bi waye. Amen yina beda wafi. Amen yina beyi waya. Amen yina beda awafi. Onya kupo. Onya kupo. Amen yina beyi waya.
Amen yina beda wasi. Amen yina beyi waya. Amen yina beda awasi. Onya kupo. Onya kupo. Amen yina beyi waya. Amen yina beda awasi. Oh, amen yina beyi waya. Amen yina beda awasi.
Thank you. Shall we close our eyes and share a word of prayer? Odo morosona Yesu dia adomi misi yodo amoroso amparo ye Yesu dia adomi. Adam Rousseau, Adam Rousseau, ye, Yesu dia, Adami, Amparo, Adam Rousseau, Jesus, ye, Yesu dia, Adam. And yan moe misi o ampara ampara amparo ye Yesu dia ado yenu and yan moe o odo amoroso ampara Yesu dia ado mi. Yeradipa ene anope yeda wasibiemu. Ohini Yesu. Uwa ufa yen hao. Ufa yeni muguasye. Ufa yate te. Edi ko asenu yanoso. Seni yebe ya yen. Neye anianki yeti esumuno. Yebe hun hain. Yeda wasibibre. Senye wadumu arakwa. Kasabri yini mbebi ya yewo. Yada wasi eja. Eja mubro hufo. Empempen suwa udi yen ababidui. Yetu ebusya hurra eshiye muha yina ashe wonsa. Yedi erade. Oman gana ashe wonsa. Yedi adofwa eni yentem ashe wonsa. Yedi bens asori ashe wonsa. Osofwa odi enim pastor Will Morris eba wenim. Yetu enyanumu nyinara obi biyara awukuta safimu edi ashe wonsa. Yenyanumu tonga fwa ashe wonsa o. Gana. Wesley, United Methodist, yepeja shawonsa. Odu mfwe jay, yeni mse uwa wefiti ni pebi asino. Udi bema ewe peye. Yetu erade busu ya krufo gana fwa muwa omei mwenye nasu shawonsa. Wana wati Colorado krumu ha. Wafati timu, ohaumu, amaniye mu. Ura Jesus, kaiwom ewe ane anajo. Wa, ufa ye hiya. Ufa ya yariye. Ufa ya konana ade tu uhusuno. Eradika ya brebiara. Yefi o haumu. Yefi ya ni mguasiemu. Yefi ni ya emfate biaremu. Ifi se. Enamu uonu sunti. Wabe yen yen enu nyamufo. Yeda wasi huwa. Bebia udia ababidui. Inshira ene nase enka udinda. O Christo Jesu demo. Amen.
Let me ask Emmanuel and Pelaki and Daniel to join me to celebrate Holy Communion.
For our communion liturgy, if you'd like to follow along, you can find it in your hymnal, and we'll be beginning at the top of page 9 in the United Methodist Hymnal. Just a bit of explanation. There are some visitors here. We're very pleased that you join us this morning. And to understand a little bit more about the communion service, the United Methodist Church believes in open table communion. We try to honor what Jesus did with all of his followers. And that is, if you are a baptized believer, if you are today ready to turn from your sinful ways, to admit your wrongdoings, to ask God for forgiveness, then you are welcome at the table of Jesus Christ. When we get to that part of the service, there will be two different stations. The ushers will release you. You'll come up row by row. We will offer you a chunk of bread. And then the two other folks standing beside those with the bread on the outer side will have a tray full of individual cups of grape juice. We recognize that Jesus used wine in honor of those who have difficulty with alcohol. We serve grape juice, so we'll hand you a cup. You then partake of those two things, and then you can put the cups in the baskets on the side, and then the ushers will be there to accept any monetary donations you have. If after communion you'd like to come to the communion rail to pray or return to your seat, either way is fine. We'd ask you to honor God in that way. Let us turn to our liturgy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a brand new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As today, together, we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set. Jesus has sent the invitation, and you are invited. As the usher releases you, come forward to join in this heavenly feast.
Join me for the final prayer of the communion liturgy on the bottom third of page 11 together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For our final hymn, I'm going to ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 278. There you will find Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. Please rise. The excitement, the anticipation, the celebration of Palm Sunday quickly gave way to the realization that Jesus would stand up against the rulers of the church, the rulers of the Roman Empire, and would proclaim himself to be Messiah, to be the vanguard of God's kingdom. I strongly encourage you to spend time in prayer this week to join us for celebrations, worship services on Thursday and Friday, and then to come back for Easter breakfast, Easter worship, and Easter feast without elephant tongue on Sunday morning. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Lord, Redeemer, Christ, we have a few more steps to trace with you now that you are back in Jerusalem. The difficult times begin. Help us to walk bravely, confidently, prophetically through this week, that we might follow your journey and follow your word. We ask your blessing, Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people together say, Amen.